strong, the all-American boys.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Look, I like to make a bet with you right now. I'll bet you're a good enough sport to accept the friendly challenge I'm going to offer you. Are you on? Okay, here's the challenge. I want you to eat a breakfast of champions the next 4 mornings in a row. That'll be tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday mornings. Then I want you to ask yourself if you've ever discovered any other breakfast dish that gave you as much genuine pleasure and satisfaction as this combination of Wheaties, milk, and fruit. If you'll just try a breakfast of champions the next 4 mornings, it's my guess you'll have your bid in for this extra good breakfast just about every morning from now on. And I'll tell you why I'm so certain about that. Wheaties pack a flavor that's so doggone good that lots of people eat 2 or 3 bowls full instead of only one. When you combine the super special Wheaties flavor with the flavors of milk or cream and the fruit you like best, man, you've got a breakfast dish that tops them all in the taste department. There just aren't enough words in the dictionary to describe that keen flavor. And once you've tried a breakfast of champions, I think you'll see what I mean when I say Wheaties taste like a million. So ask Mother to get you 2 or 3 packages of those appetizing whole wheat flakes right away. Then remind her that you want a breakfast of champions the next 4 mornings in a row. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. The schooner Spindrift is on her way to the Sulu Sea to recover some precious uranium lost when Professor Loring's yacht sunk off an uncharted reef. She is now approaching the little Moro seaport of Carabango on Mindanao, where Uncle Jim hopes to find some word of the missing Professor Loring and to discover some clue to the secret of the mysterious luminous dragon's eye ring which the professor sent him. A lone Moro had just been rescued by the schooner Spindrift from the hands of pursuing natives. As the schooner sails on toward Carabango, not far distant, she is being pursued by Moros in their small sailing Venus. Uncle Jim and Billy have just pulled the Moro on board, and Betty is standing by, watching him with a mixture of curiosity and fear. Jack is at the wheel of the Spindrift, coaxing the last knot of speed from the bellying sails, which carry them on toward the little Moro seaport. Listen.
We're leaving them, Jack. The Moros and their Venus can't keep up with that.
They can't keep up with the sailing against the wind, Billy. Their Venus haven't any keel. But if we were going with the wind, we'd have a tough time getting away.
Oh, look, Jack. They're turning back. They've given up.
I guess they don't dare follow us into Carabango.
Well, that's a good sign, Jack. It means that they don't belong to the Carabango tribe. If they did, we'd probably meet a lot of hostility ashore.
Let's see what our Moro has to say about that. But I forgot, he probably doesn't speak English.
He still looks scared to death, and he's lost his turban.
Yeah, but he hung onto his bolo. Boy, what a fight he gave that other Moro in the water.
You had a close shave, my friend. I don't suppose you can speak bamboo English.
Me speak English, little lot. You very brave man.
Hooray, Billy, he speaks English. A little lot. Maybe we can find out why they were chasing him.
What's your name?
My name, Malua. They bad men. Me glad they don't catch us.
I'm glad too, Malua. They look like mean customers.
They no like me. I no like them.
We saw they didn't like you. What had you done to them?
No matter. Me like you. And you.
Malua seems to like us all, Uncle Jim. But why were they trying to catch you, Malua?
No matter. I come there.
You mean you're from Carabango, Malua? You're from that little village just ahead?
Yes, there. They come down coast.
You're right, Uncle Jim. Malua's from Carabango and his enemies are from some village down the coast.
That's all right as far as it goes, Jack. But Malua isn't telling us everything. The Moros don't engage in a manhunt unless there's a good reason. Either they're after personal revenge for something he's done, or he's a dangerous enemy to their tribe. Is that right, Malua?
These big boat, big sails, big flying fish.
All right, Malua. Don't tell us if you don't want to.
Me, you friend. Me, you friend, long time. Me save you someday, like you save me.
Well, maybe you can save us now, Malua, from hitting a coral reef. Do you know how to get this big boat in close to the village without striking a reef?
Me no. Me no well. You all right now. Turn this way, turn that way. You are wrong.
Oh, gosh, Jack, I'm always stumbling over that thing. In other words, if Jack holds his course, Malua, I guess Jack will be all right.
Well, just the same, we'll take a few soundings soon. Betty, get your sounding line ready. You're getting pretty good at heaving the lead.
Well, I'll have it ready, Jack, but look. Under Malua's arm. Why, he's bleeding.
Hey, he is bleeding. That other Morrow must have cut him while they were fighting in the water. Uncle Jim, if you'll take the wheel, I'll go below and get the first aid kit to dress Malua's wound.
Fine, Jack. Billy, you go with him and bring me up to charge of these waters. We're getting pretty close to the village.
Oh, okay, Uncle Jim. Come on, Jack.
It always seems dark down here in the cabin, Billy. Especially after that white glare of the sun outside. Here's the first aid kit. Let's see what we've got left inside it.
Oh, don't forget that we put that luminous dragon's eye ring inside it, Jack.
No, I won't.
There's the ring, Jack. Oh, but it doesn't shine as brightly as it did before.
No, it doesn't. Maybe that's because it's been locked up in a dark place for so long. Let's hold it to the light in the porthole and see if that helps. Hey, it's some ring, Billy, even in the daylight. Look at that emerald.
But it's the crocodiles on the side that I like, Jack. They look hungry enough to take a nip out of you.
We'll probably have real crocodiles taking nips out of us ashore if we're not careful. Down in, Billy. Let's see how she shines down in the dark part of the cabin.
That did it. Boy, look at it shine with its own light, Jack. Jumping cricket that shines just like the green eyes of a dragon.
That is weird, isn't it? Billy, I'm more certain than ever that this ring must have been made out of some radioactive stuff where Professor Loring found his uranium deposits.
Who's that? Oh, it's you, Malua. Come over here and we'll dress that cut for you.
Well, come on, Malua. Why are you gaping at me?
Jack, he's not gaping at you. He's gaping at the ring. He's looking at it as though he'd seen a ghost.
Say, he is looking at that ring as though he couldn't believe his eyes. Ever see a ring like this before, Malua? See how it shines in the dark?
Me not see ring like that. Me see that ring before. Once.
Watch him, Jack. He's going to snatch it from you.
I'll let him grab it, Billy. We can always get it back from him. Let's see what he'll do with it.
Nothing.
He's got it, Jack. Oh, gosh, he snatched it from you like a cat.
But he's not trying to get away with it, Billy. He's holding it, looking at it. He's trying to make sure it's genuine.
Well, he's seen that ring before, Jack. That's plain enough.
He's either seen it or he's heard about it. Have you ever seen this ring before, Malua?
Natang.
That's the second time he said Natang, Jack.
What does Natang mean, Malua? Look how he closes his lips, Jack. He looks as though he doesn't want to talk about that ring. What's the trouble, Malua? Can't you tell us about the ring?
Me tell nothing.
Jack, he looks as though he means it when he says he'll tell nothing.
But he knows, Billy. He knows something about the ring. We'll have to try to win his confidence later.
Well, we'd better get it back from him before he swallows it and jumps overboard or something.
All right, Malua. If you won't tell us anything about the ring, give it back to me.
He doesn't seem to want to give it back, Jack. Look at him, still staring at it. Jumping Jiminy, but I wish I could read his thoughts and find out what he knows about the ring.
Give it to me, Malua.
Why you want it?
Never mind why I want it, Malua. It's our ring, and that's enough. Give it back.
Someplace ring bad. Someplace ring good. You be careful, huh?
What do you mean, Malua?
I know what he means, Billy. He means that the ring will help us in some places and be a danger to us in others. Is that right, Malua?
You're right. Many look for ring that shines in night. You be careful, huh?
We'll be careful, Malua. Now give it back to me.
You save me, you take.
Billy, I'm glad to get it back. But if we hadn't saved him, he wouldn't have been so obliging. For some reason that we don't know, this ring is awfully important.
Well, we'd better get that wound of his dressed.
Now, you fix him up, will you, Billy? I want to tell Uncle Jim something.
Okay, Jack. We'll be on deck in a jiffy. Now, Malua, well, this may hurt a little. I'm going to wash your wound.
Where's Malua, Jack? What were you all talking about so long below?
About the luminous ring, Betty. Say, Uncle Jim, Malua saw that ring and he looked as though he'd seen a ghost.
Well, that is interesting, Jack. Had he ever seen it before?
I think he has. And he snatched it from me.
Oh, Jack, did you get it back?
You bet we did, Betty. He didn't want to give it back, though.
Did he tell you anything about it, Jack?
He wouldn't tell a thing, except that many people were looking for it, and that it might be very dangerous to us in some places and helpful in others.
It's odd that the very first Moro we run into over here should know about the ring, but then maybe Malua is not an ordinary Moro. I have a hunch he was being chased by those other Moros for some very important reason.
And there's one thing more, Uncle Jim. When he first saw the ring shining in the darkness, he said, Natang. And when we asked him about the ring, he repeated, Natang.
Natang. Natang. The word doesn't mean a thing to me. It's probably somebody's name. But we'll certainly have to find out more about that word.
Here come Billy and Malua from the cabin now. Do you want to ask Malua about it?
No, Jack. We'll never get information that way. Not from a Moro who doesn't want to talk. And although a Moro never forgives an enemy, he never forgets an act of friendship. We've saved his life, and later he'll tell us more.
Look, Uncle Jim, how's that for a first aid job?
Oh, that's a fine bandage, Billy. It'll protect his wound from infection.
Oh, we're almost to Cotabango. Well, I can see the thatched huts on shore. Oh, and look there to the right of the village. There's that large river that the chart shows. Why, it must go way into the interior of Mindanao.
We may see a lot of that river, Billy, before we're through. It goes right into the heart of the Moro country.
Billy, look at the fleet of Vitas coming to meet us from the village.
Oh, look at the one in front with its red and yellow sail. It's a huge Vita. Why, I bet it could hold 20 men.
It's a war Vita, Betty. It'll carry over 20 warriors with their spears and shields.
Do they actually have battles in those Vitas, Uncle Jim?
You bet they do, Jack. And before the United States took over the Philippines, the Moros would assemble a large fleet of these war Vitas and sail hundreds of miles north to Manila. They'd terrorize all the coastal towns.
Look at them come. Say, Jack, you don't suppose that they're coming to do a little terrorizing of their own?
I don't think so, but we'll ask Malua. Malua, why are all these Vitas coming out to meet us?
They want see big boat. They want come on big flying fish.
Oh, if all those Moros came on board, there wouldn't be room for us, Malua.
We're getting close in, Uncle Jim. Shall I stand by to heave the lead?
Not yet, Betty. It's so clear here we can see down for 5 fathoms. Keep an eye on the bottom. You can see it when it starts to shoal.
Jack, that first Vita is coming like the wind, and the others aren't so slow either. Gosh, I hope Mario is right about him.
It better be, Billy. It's important to get these Moros at Cotabango to trust us.
Stand by all sheets, Jack and Billy. I'm going to luff up and see what this first Vita wants.
Hey, the Moros in it look excited, don't they?
We've got to help Uncle Jim, Billy. You take the foresheet, I'll take the main sheet. Betty, you stand by the jib.
Okay.
If we have to get away in a hurry, we'll have to look sharp.
Heads up. Watch those sails. They start to fill these away on your sheet.
Aye, aye, Uncle Jim. Say, Billy, look at that Moro in the bow of the first Vita. He's waving at us. He's shouting something.
Oh, what's he saying, Manuel? What's the trouble?
He too far. Me no understand.
Go forward, Manuel. Quick. See what we're getting into now.
Well, Jack and Billy and Uncle Jim and Betty, too, hardly get through with one set of Moros before they're running into trouble with another set. What do you suppose that Moro is waving and shouting at the schooner Spindrift for? And what about Manuel? Is he going to tell them what he knows about that luminous ring? Say, he was startled when he saw it, wasn't he? So be on hand at the little village of Cotabango at the same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode of the Luminous Dragon's Eye Ring with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Say, if you're a good friend of Jack Armstrong, it's my bet that you've got something to look forward to tomorrow. What is it? A breakfast of champions, of course. Just about every friend of Jack Armstrong's I know calls for his Wheaties, milk, and fruit every morning. And it's a mighty good idea, too. There isn't another breakfast dish I've ever heard about that gives you so much downright delicious flavor as this combination of whole wheat, milk, and fruit. It's the kind of extra special flavor that makes breakfast a high spot in the day every day. Get Wheaties and eat a big breakfast of champions tomorrow. It's my bet you'll agree that Wheaties can't be beat.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran. Won't you try Wheaties?
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Breakfast food in the land. Wave the pipe for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Every Sharky be champions.